Greetings, and may the peace of Christ be with you. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the resilient people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome one and all to part one of our stay-at-home worship podcast for Sunday, June 28th, the 13th Sunday of Ordinary Time. As always, let's begin with prayer. O terrifying word, life-giving word, sanctifying word, come to us as ones who crave water in the desert. Grant that we may hear and respond to you, yes, in fear and trembling, and also in rejoicing, through the Lamb that gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Our first reading is from the book of Psalms, which perhaps we Presbyterians don't hear enough in worship. And of whatever denomination or tradition, it's very seldom that Psalms of lament, also called Psalms of complaint, like today's Psalm 13, turn up in the Revised Standard, in the Revised Common Lectionary. But lament and complaint are essential parts of our faith, our true, honest relationship with God. Psalm 13 is a classic lament, the prayer of one who is deeply troubled over some crisis. The anxiety that churns up the psalmist's soul leads to expressions towards God that are confrontational and even hostile. God has neglected the psalmist, with the result that he or she is in intense pain. This short psalm divides into three distinct parts and is a classic example of a psalm of complaint, as I said. As is characteristic, this psalm shows that a prayer of complaint is a vigorous, active form of hope in God. So the psalm moves from a situation of need to a resolution in joy and confidence. It is this arc, this movement, that is most important. Reading Psalm 13. Listen for God's word to us today. How long, O Lord? Will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I bear pain in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all day long? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep the sleep of death, and my enemy will say, I have prevailed. My foe will rejoice because I am shaken. But I trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because God has dealt bountifully with me. So ends the reading. Last week, from Genesis, the book of the beginning, we heard the troubling story of the banishment by Abraham and Sarah of their slave Hagar and her and Abraham's son Ishmael. Today we hear another troubling text from the story of our faith beginnings, the story of what is sometimes called the sacrifice of Isaac, but is more accurately called, as it is in the Jewish tradition, the binding of Isaac. But by either title, be warned, though it ends well, or at least better than feared, it's a difficult story. Reading from Genesis 22, verses 1 through 14. Listen again for God's word to us today. After these things, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, and Abraham said, Here I am. God said, Take your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall show you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. He cut the wood for the burnt offering, and set out, and went to the place in the distance that God had shown him. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place far away. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac said to his father Abraham, "Father," and Abraham said, "Here I am, my son." Isaac said, "The fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." So the two of them walked on together. When they came to the place that God had shown him, Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham," and Abraham said, "Here I am." And the angel said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." As it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.